But a lot of new moving pieces in your secondary. How's that coming together?
You know what? You never know until you go to battle with them. You know, I like some things I see out there in terms of quickness and stuff like that. And covering our guys and going against our guys, I mean, it's encouraging a little bit, but you never know until you go to battle.
A couple years ago in New England, you had similar last-minute changes, uh-huh. and the communications were all off.
Right.
So
that's a concern, no doubt. You know, at least we've had a week with the guys, you know, to do some of the things that we're going to do. We're not trying to make anything complicated. We're trying to keep it as simple as possible. And what we're trying to do is let our guys play and not spend a whole lot of time trying to make sure we got communications. Now, there's going to be some communications that we got to have, no doubt. But I think we'll be okay. I think our guys understand it, too. There's a few of them that were here 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Who's so the most important person in the company, setting up the communication?
Well, the linebackers and then the safeties. The linebackers in terms of talking to the front and the secondary, and the secondary in terms of talking to the corners. The corners are kind of isolated a little bit outside, so we got to get word to them what we're trying to get done.
You've had a lot of turnover in the last 2 years, not just on the back end.
Uh-huh.
What are the challenges involved in that?
Well, you hope you're better. You know, you really don't know until you start playing. I think our guys, for the most part, we had some additions to our team that's going to help us. But you know, we got to wait and see. Until we start playing for real? You know, we drafted TJ, and I think he's going to be pretty good. We had some other people that we've had at high rounds and stuff like that are hurt right now that we couldn't get on the field. I think, you know, getting Joe has helped us. I think Lardy's gotten better, and SD. Both of those guys have gotten better, as well as Javion. So, yeah, hopefully, it's going to work out for us that we got Cam back, and Tua to be on the field too. So, it's not like we're going to be playing with the same guys we played last year.
What have you seen in TJ that you said you think he's going to be pretty good?
He don't make mistakes. You tell him one time, and that's all you need to tell him. I always thought good pro football players never made the same mistake twice. They learn from their mistakes, and they don't repeat them. And I think he's one of those type guys. And it means something to him. He's a competitive guy. He's the youngest of three brothers. I was the youngest of three brothers. I know how he feels. You get your butt whooped all your life by your brothers, and you're going to bow up sometimes, you know. So I think he'll do that, and I think he'll help us.
Keith, if you guys weren't playing the Browns this week, would it be such an easy transition for Joe if it were another team?
I don't know. You have to ask Joe. You know, I think Joe, in playing in this game, he's more concerned about earning his new teammates' respect than he is beating his former team. If it was me, that's the way I would feel about it. I want to make sure that what meant more to me as a player, and I think it does to him, I think it does to a lot of guys in this league, what means more to them than anything else is, do I have the respect of my teammates? And what I mean by that, am I playing tough? Am I studying my craft? Am I trying to prepare myself as best as I can in order to produce the best performance that I can have? Go ahead.
Sorry, how do you prepare for a rookie quarterback who hasn't played in a regular season game?
I think you prepare for the head coach, because the head coach has been there, and he's going to be calling the plays that he thinks that his rookie quarterback can be successful on. So we got to be ready for the things that he's done in the past. I don't think he's going to cut the menu in half. I still think he's going to try to do what some stuff he's done before. Quarterback does have a good arm. He is fairly accurate for the most part. He's got some decent scrambling ability. So, we gotta play good defense.
When a guy with Hayden's resume shows up on the market the last week of the preseason,
right?
Do you think, what's wrong with this guy?
Well, you know what? We've had the same. The way the NFL is nowadays, you know, y'all remember Lamar Woodley. Lamar Woodley was a great player for us, and he was all-pro player for us. But what happens when you have an all-pro player and you pay him like an all-pro player, and he's got soft tissue issues or can't produce or can't be on the field to play, you can't afford to keep him. And so I think that was the case with Joe. Joe was making some money over there, which, well, you know, he was a high-round draft choice and had produced early in his career in terms of being a Pro Bowler and stuff like that. So he was making a good salary. The problem that you always have is that if your players aren't producing on the field and they're making a lot of money, then most of the time people try to find a way to let them go, and so they don't have to pay them all that money. So I think that's probably what happened to Joe.
You think he's better positioned to produce here?
I like what I've seen out there on the field. You know, and he appears to be healthy to me. And, I talked to some friends of mine who I've coached with here before and asked about him, who's coached him over there. And they were still well impressed with him. And they told me that he'd been hurt last year, and that was the problem. It was more of health and money than it was anything else with him, I think. But, you know, you'd have to ask the Cleveland Browns. I don't know that for sure.
Steve, you had said in the spring, you know, you needed some time to see whether you guys had the personnel to be able to run versatile schemes in pass coverage. What do you think now that you're entering week one?
Well, we're still learning. we're still getting education. I hope we'll be able to tell you in a couple of 3 weeks, you know, what we got. But like I said, we hadn't been to battle yet, and we got JJ and we got Joe, and I think those are two good acquisitions for us. But I don't know until we start playing.
Using six DBs more during snaps, and if so, why now?
We'll let them figure that out on Sunday, okay? We'll see if we play both. We'll see.
With Mike Mitchell coming back, are the concerns for you mostly just physical? Do you expect to be able to communicate and do all those things?
Oh, he should be able, but again, I think you brought it up last time. Mike Mitchell had been without the whole training camp 2 years ago when we went to play the Patriots, and there were communication problems, like he said. So hopefully it'll be better this time. I think we both have learned lessons from that game, and not just Mike, but myself. And making sure I give them the chance to be successful.
Expect them to have 2-3?
I hope so. I hope so, yeah. I don't see why we shouldn't.
You just pay off today? Or?
Well, I don't know. You got to ask the trainer.
I don't get to talk to the trainer.
I don't get to tell you either.
Thanks, bud.